Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about life optimization hacks for maximum productivity. And this is the third part of a four-part series called Productivity and Life Optimization Series. I feel like I've said series like 10 times in this introduction, and it's because I have, and I apologize. But it's a series that we are definitely pumped about, and we enjoy talking about, that we probably don't talk about enough. And who knows, maybe it's because most business people don't talk about it enough. But taking care of yourself is very important, and it can definitely help your business. So we feel like it's business related. Tim, get us kicked
off. Absolutely. And if you're jumping into this without listening to the other episodes, we definitely recommend going back and listening to those. We talked about Your Brain is Broken, Let's Fix It, about, you know, smartphones, social media addiction, and how that can play a role in you as a business owner, a professional that's trying to get stuff done. And then yesterday we talked about healthy habits that lead to success. Highly recommend looking at that. But yeah, today we want to talk about some of the things that you can do, practical things that you can do, life hacks, whatever you want to call them, to really increase productivity. And so the first one is meal prep. Now, some of these might kind of apply mainly for full-time business owners that, you know, either have your own office or your home office or something. Of course, they're helpful for anyone, but keep that in mind. We're kind of thinking of, you know, maximizing productivity for someone who works full-time on their business. So the first one, meal prep is huge. This is something that I struggled with for quite a few years, to where I would wait until I was super hungry, and then I'd go out and just buy cheap fast food that was quick. It was unhealthy. It was kind of inconvenient because I had to go leave my home office to go and buy food, and it just was not a good habit. And so I'm not someone who cooks. If you're someone that cooks and enjoys it and can be disciplined, you can do meal prep. You know, on Sundays of every week, you cook food for your lunches, or, you know, however many meals you want to do, all on one day. And then you have those that you can easily heat up throughout the week. And so that's ideal and probably the most cost effective. However, I went a slightly different route, and I use a food service called Freshly. They deliver already prepared, fresh, healthy meals to your door every week, and you simply heat them up. It's not quite as cheap as doing it all yourself, of course. It comes out to about $10 a meal. But it's drastically healthier than fast food, and it's a lot quicker too. It takes about 3 minutes to heat up. The food's never frozen. It's always fresh. And I kind of equate it to going to a nice restaurant, ordering a meal, and taking home leftovers. That's kind of the quality. Yeah, you're still heating it up, but it's good, and it's fresh, and it's high quality ingredients and healthy too.
Yeah, and I do the Freshly as well. Tim turned me on to it, and I got to say, it's pretty dang awesome. And the food's good. You know, this isn't like bad food. The food is great. Next on our list for a life optimization hack is do your chores on the day off. Don't do your chores on your work days. If you have days off and you have to clean the house, for example, clean the house. Look, starting your week off with a clean environment is hugely important. I know it is for me. It sets my mental state at an optimal, you know, place. So having a clean workstation, making sure that your place, your area is clean, whatever that is for your office and stuff, make sure you take care of that stuff on your days off, not during your work week, unless, you know, you're going to do it after your work is over. At the end of the day, maybe it might work, but kind of highly recommend just do it on your day off.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of all these things come into, you know, maximizing your productivity during those most productive hours. And so everyone is a little bit different in terms of, you know, when they're most productive. For me, it's morning time. Afternoon's okay, but definitely not in the evenings. I never work in the evenings. And so that's kind of what all of these things are based around, is, helping you streamline your working time. And so the next thing on the list here is outsource time-consuming tasks that take you away from your business. So, that might be hiring a gardener to mow the lawn for you. I know for me, that's something that I would procrastinate on, and then I end up having a really crappy lawn, and then I have to spend more time having to weed it and all of that, where my time is very valuable with my business. And so outsourcing that to someone where I can get it cheaper than it would be for me to use my own time to do it, that would be a good use of funds. There's a lot of things out there similar. David talked about how he hired a maid to do cleaning and stuff. And so it can sometimes be a little tricky to justify the cost of something that you could do yourself. But if you're a business that's making money, you can factor the cost of your time, whether you have a product business, whether you have a service business building websites, your time is very valuable. And so for me, I would much rather spend my time producing revenue or spending my free time doing the things I enjoy, like family, hanging out with friends, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Last on our list, but definitely not least, is to plan each day the night before by writing a list of everything you plan to accomplish the following day. Your subconscious mind will start solving these problems if you have problems that you have to solve. I cannot tell you, especially with WordPress, when I was learning WordPress in the beginning and building websites and I would get stuck, I would go to bed at night and I would wake up in the morning with the right answer, a solution to my problem. And what ended up happening was, is as I slept, my subconscious mind started to solve the problems that I had to, handle the next day. So if you, put together your list of things that you want to accomplish tomorrow, you're going to wake up fresh and optimized and potentially, have a very clear path of what you should focus on first, where you need to spend your time and energy, and possibly any solutions to problems that you have. I know that's been that way for me. I don't know if I'm crazy or if other people do the same thing, but it definitely happens to me while asleep.
Yeah, they say, I don't remember the exact numbers on this, but only a small percentage of your brain computing power is your conscious mind, what you're actually like thinking about at, that given moment. The bulk of your brain power is your subconscious mind. And so basically, that exercise that David just talked about, writing everything the night before that you want to accomplish and then going to sleep, it can help take advantage of that subconscious mind. Our brains are so powerful. It's kind of like when you, this is just a very small example, but when you are driving and you're daydreaming and you're thinking about something and all of a sudden you get to your destination, you're like, how did I get here? I wasn't paying attention that entire car ride. Obviously, if you've been driving for a while, you have really good driving habits and you practice good safety, but your subconscious mind takes over and is able to do those tasks without you having to focus on it while you're thinking about something else. And so, that's kind of, just a small example of how powerful our minds are. And so take advantage of that. And that this exercise is a small but powerful way to start doing that. And that'll give you mental clarity the next day, whether you get those exact answers like David talked about, where basically while you're dreaming, you're solving problems, or you just start the day off on a positive note, knowing what you have to accomplish with a clear mind.
All right. Well, this comes to the conclusion of part three of our productivity and life optimization series. Tomorrow, we will have the final part, part four, where we talk about focus, because focus is the key to success. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.